Welcome to The Excellent Fiduciary, a podcast from Roland Criss, where we explore what it takes to meet and exceed the demands of managing a retirement plan in today's complex market. Now, let's begin today's show with an introduction from our Roland Criss host.
In this episode of the Excellent Fiduciary Podcast, we're going to guide individuals who serve on investment committees or in any way influence the selection and management of investments for qualified retirement plans. Most committees review their plans' investment portfolios every quarter. One of the more troubling aspects of being an investment fiduciary is responding to wild swings in the U.S. securities markets. We're going to talk today about the duty that persons carry in the face of market volatility. I'm Ron Hagen, chairman of the Risk Standards Committee at Roland Criss. Well, what some are calling the 2020 stock market crash, which erupted Monday, March 9th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped by nearly 8% that day, which was the single day worst decline in the history of the U.S. equity securities markets. The resulting radical swing in the value of retirement plan assets that are held in defined contribution and defined benefit retirement plans validates an inquiry into the response of retirement plan fiduciaries during that period. Now, wild swings in the securities markets are nothing new. They're not a phenomenon. They're always there, but they're always disquieting, too. Now, for the foreseeable future, persistent uncertainty triggered by the COVID-19 pandemic ensures that concerns over investing outcomes will haunt the executives who serve their organization's retirement plans in a fiduciary capacity. Now, we call those executives the responsible persons. They may be the head of human resources. They may be individuals brought in from a business unit, whatever their functional titles may be. These are responsible parties under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, or ERISA. Now, the road ahead brings into focus the demands of prudent decision-making that's inherent in the investment fiduciary role. Sophistication with new technology tools, navigating the work-from-home culture and process standards are a must. How it turns out for many enterprises will rely on how well they measure up. Now, if you are a responsible person, you should be informed about what you can and cannot control. Many sources of market volatility fall beyond your control, including global economic conditions, political environments, speculative investing, and panic buying and selling. Responsible persons must recognize that they are not legally accountable for the state of securities markets. Instead, regulations governing management tactics over ERISA-qualified retirement plans require responsible persons to maintain a clear direction amidst market volatility. Their primary duty is to serve the interest of their retirement plan's participants based on known best practices. Well, the investment fiduciary role carries with it significant risks. They are regulatory in nature. They are reputational, both for the enterprise and the individual, and as well as carrying with them economic risks. So consequently, regulatory intelligence is essential. An action plan for traversing the regulatory environment in which responsible persons operate includes a few steps. I'm going to summarize them for you here in seven categories. First of all, it's important to know which fiduciary regulations apply to your enterprise. For example, the Employee Retirement Income Security Act is a federal pension law. The Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act, or UPMIFA, is a state-level statute for nonprofits and charitable organizations. The Uniform Management of Public Employee Retirement Systems, or UPMRSA, is a state-level law for public retirement systems. So know which jurisdiction you are under, and in some cases, there may be multiple jurisdictions that apply. Secondly, understand how those regulations impact your enterprise's risk tolerance policy. The fact of the matter is that retirement plans worsen enterprise risk. So the risks associated with fiduciary status over an ERISA-qualified plan transcend right into the enterprise at large. Number three, adopt an authentic governance, risk management, and compliance management system. A GRC system, as we call it, will ensure the presence of solid fiduciary best practices. Number four, assess the investment decision-making risks to your employer, its reputation, and the reputations of all responsible persons, all of those who serve, for example, on an investment committee, a benefit plan committee, or a retirement committee. The fifth step in an action plan for getting through the regulatory environment is to examine policies, controls, and your fiduciary training program, and vendors as well, vendors' data security systems, to ensure that if there are any gaps in any one of those programs, that they are closed as quickly as you can possibly do so. Number six, the best way to identify gaps is to periodically have an assessment conducted of your procedures for the fiduciary review of the investment decision-making process. This is where a GRC methodology comes in handy. It creates a standard against which your own committee can evaluate its conduct. And then finally, the seventh step in an action plan is to automate the task of managing fiduciary controls. The more you can replace old tracking methods that used spreadsheets or logs with a computer-based tool, the more effective the oversight becomes with less effort and is much easier to demonstrate. Well, a complex financial environment as the one that faces responsible persons brings with it a barrage of investment opinions from external advisors and an influx of inquiries from employees and even their beneficiaries. So this constant theorizing on potential investment strategies, adjustments, and outcomes can make the idea of adhering to simple principles a challenge. Fortunately, there are tangible steps that responsible persons can take to help keep them on a steady course regardless of turbulent external factors. Investment risk management is a persistent, ongoing requirement intricately linked to every aspect of a GRC environment on the fiduciary plane. It's not a one-time-only undertaking. The continuous nature of changes in pricing, investment structures, and the needs of a retirement plan's participants require ongoing learning about threats and opportunities. For example, decisions to realign asset class choices, fund managers, and managed account programs hinge on the prudence of responsible plan fiduciaries. A GRC management system offers a disciplined way to ensure understanding of the principles by which regulatory watchdogs and plan participants judge those decisions. Now, to be clear, GRC is not a technology. GRC is not a department. Instead, it refers to the people, processes, technology, and information that help enterprises take full control of the retirement plans they sponsor. Now, in all too many cases, power has been allowed to gradually leak to vendors who are not legally accountable by federal pension and state trust laws for their actions. A GRC system helps responsible persons retake control and fulfill their moral and legal obligations reliably and with a high degree of certainty. Well, under the category of hindsight, I'd like to address an issue that I think is very important for all responsible persons to understand. First of all, fiduciary laws emphasize that we have a burden as fiduciaries to take into account current facts and circumstances. A radical change in investment market conditions like the one caused by rising inflation intensifies the weight of that burden. It sets the stage for investment strategies and fiduciary conduct to be called into question after the fact by activist plan participants and relevant regulatory agencies. Now, the good news for us is that investment fiduciaries are not required to achieve any particular investment outcome. Instead, our legal responsibility is to manage a process. And for that reason, it becomes questionable for investment fiduciaries, those who manage retirement plans qualified under ERISA, to spend an exorbitant amount of time chasing investment returns in the mutual fund options that are contained in the investment lineup. Adopting a GRC management system will cure that issue. GRC systems hold the promise of organizing and simplifying investment management duties, and for employers who have yet to install a GRC workflow and controls, current conditions may dictate the need for some immediate action. Class action lawsuits against plan sponsors are growing rapidly. The U.S. Department of Labor is increasing its enforcement of ERISA's fiduciary rules. So in response to the pressing need to manage investment risks that are in some way attributable to COVID-19-related market volatility, finance and human resources leaders may want to consider four steps. I'm going to give those steps to you right now. First of all, identify the key players in your complex and ensure that all know their responsibilities. Most responsible persons rely on at least one, if not several, outside experts for guidance, given the esoteric nature of the investment industry and the various demands on their time. This outsourcing is, in fact, a recommended practice under fiduciary laws, but it has some limitations. It's essential to know which of the advisors, if any, are legally accountable for providing that type of advice. For example, record-keeping firms can be considered a resource for investment counsel. By their choosing, though, few of them accept a legal investment fiduciary obligation. Now, while nothing about that arrangement is inherently wrong, a responsible person must be clear about the delineations in this type of relationship. Only then can all the parties understand where the ultimate discretion and decision-making power resides, both for practical and legal purposes. Well, the second step I'd like to convey to you in developing a GRC workflow and control system is to maintain regular communication with the plan's participants. Employee communication is perhaps the most challenging aspect in the fiduciary role. Part of it has to do with the responsibility to ensure that in communicating with our participants, we're not dispensing investment advice to them. On the other hand, it's also vital that we provide for them education about investing, about the options available in the lineup, and importantly, the vital act of maintaining a properly diversified investment portfolio. Now, a well-executed communication plan can be the difference between having a group of agitated employees and a team that believes their leadership is doing everything it can to protect their interests. Okay, let's go to the third step in developing a governance, risk management, and compliance workflow. Document your decision-making process. When talking with responsible persons, we find that most believe they spend an adequate amount of time managing their retirement plans. The U.S. Department of Labor's enforcement activity over the last few years tells a different story. It shows that while many responsible persons spend significant time monitoring their plans, many of them lack evidence of those efforts. So specifically, the DOL seeks documentation that provides proof of a careful decision-making process. In fact, a carefully documented set of minutes consistently and faithfully recorded for every formal meeting of a retirement plan committee is an essential tool in the defense against class action lawsuits brought about by disgruntled employees. Okay, number four, make sure the investment policy is relevant to the current market setting. Now, even if the responsible persons haven't prioritized a regular review of the plan's investment policy in the past, recent volatility prompts the need for you to do it now. And that's especially vital to ensure fidelity by all parties involved in the retirement plan's decisions. The investment policy details how an organization will enable its participants to be retirement ready, and it specifies the plan's risk tolerance and diversification metrics. Well, turmoil in the stock and bond markets does not have to be a source of fear for well-meaning responsible persons. By contrast, well-prepared fiduciaries can feel confident that they adhere to best practices while helping their constituents get through economic uncertainty. Fiduciary laws do not require that responsible persons control the markets. Instead, their responsibility centers on the management of a process. Properly structured, it will ensure that a retirement plan's investment structure is best for the plan's participants. Now, an appropriate process framework will also show a track record of prudent decision-making that's defensible in the face of any third-party challenge. Roland Criss offers a management system for retirement plans called Fiduciary GRC. Send me an email if you want more information about it, and you can direct your inquiries to me at excellentfiduciary@rolandcriss.com. Well, thank you for joining us today. Go to our website for more podcasts that focus on the role and duties of fiduciaries who serve employee benefit plans qualified under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Join us next week, and until then, have a great day.